Blog Talk Radio.
All right, Genius, you ready to get out of here and get this thing started, man?
Yeah, I'm ready. On top of it. What's you going to do?
Look, I'm going to say my car. Give me the keys.
What do you mean the keys? You know,
what I need the keys.
The key. You just press the button right there.
You press the button. I got the key back here.
Press the button.
Yeah, no, man,
I need a key.
Hey, man, this is a new car, man. This is one of them, you know, 2000.
Oh, man, this is stupid. I don't want to do that, man. I got to protect my finger,
well,
man.
Well, you just sit there then, in that case.
Oh, man, Genius, I knew you were going to act like that.
Button,
come on, man, let's
we
get
ain't
this
get
thing
by
moving.
By home, boy.
All you got to do is press the button. Let's go.
Okay, well, this
key.
Yeah.
Okay, I press it then.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Grotto. Yes, it's Saturday night. Come on in. Take your clothes off. Throw them in the corner. Grab an easy cocktail. Help yourself to some of those hot hors d'oeuvres. And welcome. Starzan is in the house. We've got Ford Prefect in the house. And my dear, lovely girl with crimson hair, Brenda Jo, in the house. And we'll wait for everybody else. So I've got a new microphone, or just not new, but I've had it for a while. It's a different microphone. So I'm testing this out to see if I'm cutting out, if you can hear me okay. Let me know one way or the other as we progress in this show. And while we wait for the rest of the world, who's always fashionably late to the Grotto, let's start off because you can start off a little music. The Chicago Cubs ended their season, this weird season, with no fans. And, they were in the playoffs. They got eliminated. And they're losers. And this is a courtesy of Ford Prefect, who pasted this on the Daddy G Facebook page. So this goes out to all the losers. Bless them all. Here we go. Frank Sinatra.
Here's to those who love not wisely, no, not wisely, but too well. To the girl who sighs with envy when she hears that wedding bell. To the guy who'd throw a party if he knew someone to call. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Here's to those who drink their dinners when that lady doesn't show. To the girls who wait for kisses underneath that mistletoe. To the lonely summer lovers when the leaves begin to fall. Here's to the losers, bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of the rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Bless them all. Hey, Tom, Dick, and Harry, coming out of that rain. Those torches you carry must be drowned in champagne. Here's the last toast of the evening. Here's to those who still believe. All the losers will be winners. All the givers shall receive. Here's to trouble-free tomorrows. May your sorrows all be small. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Here's to the losers. Bless them all.
Bless them all. All them losers. Yeah. I should have Deacon Blues. Oh, well. That's okay. That may be not so. Well, this is encouraging. I think you can hear me a little bit better. But yeah, like Ford just said, here's to the Blue Jays and the Cubs. Love them all. Love their organization. And bless Anthony Iapoche. I think he'll be looking for another job this year. But oh, well. let's just do this. My walk-up tune.
Waiting for the break of day.
Thank you to Ford Prefect for sending that group past my radar screen. We'll be hearing a lot of them in the up and coming shows. And I want to thank a little thank you to my lovely daughter, Natalie, for co-hosting the show with me last week. She has since flown back to Arizona, and now she's taking care of her Aunt Deb, my sister, who had surgery on her hand back on the 1st. She got bit by a dog, and her ligaments were torn in her right hand between her thumb. The ligaments actually controlled her thumb, apparently, and she had to get surgery and actually get the ligament replaced. So now she's in a cast on her hand, and she's going to be challenged there for a while. And so she's probably taking care of Deb. At least she took her to surgery and back. And, my prayers and thoughts go out to my sister and my lovely daughter, Natalie, back in Arizona. She's got a whole lot better... something better to do besides listening to her dad on a radio show on Saturday night. Probably something like going out with her boyfriend, doing something, whatever millennials like to do. A birthday shout out to my hero, man I look up to, I've always looked up to, Groucho Marx. He had a birthday back on the 2nd, and goes out to Groucho. Happy birthday, man.
This meeting brings back memories. Childhood days, lemonade, romance. My life was wrapped around a circus. Her name was Lydia. I met her at the World's Fair in 1900, marked down from 1940. Lydia. She was the most glorious creature under the sun. Thais! DuBarry!
Gabo!
Rolled into one.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia the tattooed lady. She has eyes that folks adore so, and a torso even more so. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of tattoos. On her back is the Battle of Waterloo. Beside it, the wreck of the Hesperus, too. And proudly above waves the red, white, and blue. You can learn a lot from Lydia. When a robe is unfurled, she will show you the world if you step up and tell her where. For a dime, you can see Kankakee or Paris or Washington crossing the Delaware. Oh, Lydia, oh, Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. When our muscles start relaxing, up the hill comes Andrew Jackson. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Oh Lydia, the queen of them all. For 2 bits she will do a mazurka in jazz, with a view of Niagara that nobody has. And on a clear day you can see Alcatraz. You can learn a lot from Lydia. Come along and see Buffalo Bill with his lasso. Just a little classic by Mendel Picasso. Here is Captain Spaulding exploring the Amazon. Here's Godiva, but with her pajamas on. Here is Grover Whalen unveiling the Trilon. Over on the West Coast we have Treasure Island. Here's Nijinsky doing the rumba. Here's her social security number. Once swept an admiral clear off his feet. The ships on her hips made his heart skip a beat. And now the old boy's in command of the fleet. For he went and married Lydia. I said Lydia.
He said Lydia.
They said Lydia.
We said Lydia.
Nah, nah.
From 1939, Groucho Marx and Lydia the Tattooed Lady. Happy birthday, Groucho. Let's hear from the Count, shall we? Count Basie, slide me some of those green onions, would you? Talking about cool, man, cool. He could play one note and make it swing.
Again, it's Basie Rhythm Time as we present the great Count Basie and his orchestra. Basie! Thank you.
Count Basie, yes, sir. We're going to hear, we're gonna play a little more music here in a second, but I'm going to take this moment to address the coronavirus pandemic, or the panic-demic, as Ford Prefect likes to call it. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to our president, who has been diagnosed with it, or at least tested positive for it, and is in hospital. So, you know, even the president, and despite his faults, he still deserves our compassion. So, you know, so much for that. But, you know, the thing about this coronavirus, and I'm going to quote a little bit that what Arundhati Roy, she is an author in India who wrote a book called Freedom. Well, that's not the word for it, but anyway, that's what it means. I'll get to the meaning here. I'll get to the book here in a moment. But this is what she said about the coronavirus pandemic. As it burns through us, our world is passing through a portal. We have journeyed to a place from which it looks unlikely that we can return, at least not with some kind of serious rupture with the past, social, political, economic, and ideological. Coronavirus has brought with it another more terrible understanding of freedom. Azadi is the name of the book, A-Z-A-D-I. This free virus has made nonsense of international borders. It has incarcerated whole populations and brought the modern world to a halt like nothing else ever could. It casts a different light on the lives we have lived so far. And it forces us to question the values we have built modern societies on, that we have chosen to worship, what we have chosen to worship and decide. As we pass through this portal into another kind of world, we will have to ask ourselves, what do we want to take with us? Okay. And what do we want to leave behind? Now, George Carlin, did he know something about coronavirus we didn't find out?
Because that's what Americans do now. They're always willing to trade away a little of their freedom in exchange for the feeling, the illusion of security. What we have now is a completely neurotic population obsessed with security and safety and crime and drugs and cleanliness and hygiene and germs. There's another thing, germs. Where did this sudden fear of germs come from in this country? Have you noticed this? The media constantly running stories about all the latest infections, salmonella, E. coli, hantavirus, bird flu, and Americans, they panic easily, so now everybody's running around scrubbing this and spraying that and overcooking their food and repeatedly washing their hands, trying to avoid all contact with germs. It's ridiculous, and it goes to ridiculous lengths in prisons. Before they give you a lethal injection, they swab your arm with alcohol. It's true. It's true. It's true. Well, they don't want you to get an infection. And you can see their point. Wouldn't want some guy to go to hell and be sick. It would take a lot of the sportsmanship out of the whole execution. Fear of germs. Why these? Besides, what do you think you have an immune system for? It's for killing germs. But it needs practice. It needs germs to practice on. So listen. If you kill all the germs around you and live a completely sterile life, then when germs do come along, you're not going to be prepared. And never mind ordinary germs. What are you going to do when some super virus comes along that turns your vital organs into liquid shit? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to get sick, you're going to die, and you're going to deserve it because you're fucking weak and you got a fucking weak immune system. Now, all right, goddammit. Hey. All right. Let me tell you a true story about immunization, okay? When I was a little boy in New York City in the 1940s, we swam in the Hudson River, and it was filled with raw sewage, okay? We swam in raw sewage, you know, to cool off. And at that time, the big fear was polio. Thousands of kids died from polio every year. But you know something? In my neighborhood, no one ever got polio. No one, ever. You know why? Because we swam in raw sewage. It strengthened our immune system. The polio never had a prayer. We were tempered in raw shit. So, and you know something? In spite of all that so-called risky behavior, I never get infections. I don't get them. I don't get colds. I don't get flu. I don't get headaches. I don't get upset stomachs. And I, you know why? Because I got a good, strong immune system, and it gets a lot of practice.
So much for that. Yeah. I didn't swim in raw sewage. I swam in irrigation ditches when I was a kid in Arizona in the desert. We sought out any source of water we could. And back in those days, not that many people had swimming pools, except for the rich ones. So they had irrigation canals, and that's what I swam in. And who knows what was in that. But we drank it, we swam in it, we played in it. And yeah, you know, I guess my immune system got a lot of practice too. So who knows? Let's hear from Jamie Berry.
Just like
about Buddy Guy. What did he do when he got sick?
Well, I done got over it. Crying shame, but I done got over it. Satisfied, but I done got over it.
Jamie Cullum.
After years of expensive education, a car full of books and anticipation, I'm an expert on Shakespeare, and that's a hell of a lot. But the world don't need scholars as much as I thought. Maybe I'll go traveling for a year, finding myself or start a career. I could work for the poor, and though I'm hungry for fame, we all seem so different, but we're just the same. Maybe I'll go to the gym so I don't get fat. Aren't things more easy with a tight six-pack? Who knows the answers? Who do you trust? I can't even separate love from lust. Maybe I'll move back home and pay off my loans, working 9 to 5, answering phones. Don't make me live for my Friday nights, drinking 8 pints and getting in fights. Oh. don't want to get up, just let me lie in. Leave me alone, I'm a 20-something. Maybe I'll just fall in love. That could solve it all. Philosophers say that that's enough. There surely must be more. Love ain't the answer, nor is work. The truth eludes me so much it hurts. But I'm still having fun, and I guess that's the key. I'm a 20-something, and I'll keep being me. I'm a 20-something.
Yeah, that's to all the 20-somethings. I know. I was a 20-something once, too. Yeah. And but W.C. Fields, he's talking about 20. Let's see what he has to say.
Was I in here last night, and did I spend a $20 bill?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a load that is off my mind. I thought I'd lost it.
Is meeting the future is meeting the present is meeting the past.
Just released this week, and this one's a little more poignant than they usually are, but it's still very well done. Here we go. Lake Street Dive. Generation, yeah, you'll learn how to make do. You will survive, you know. You will survive when it, if it all shakes and crumbles down. You know, you'll survive without your Snapchat. You'll survive without your Instagram. You'll survive without your Twitter. You'll survive without TikTok. And of course, the ones that don't shouldn't. Know this.
Call me back. On
you're listening to Daddy G Radio in the Grotto.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Button up my sleeve. Presto! No doubt about it. I gotta get another hat.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We will now play Ramone's Sympathies by Liederkranz.
Oh, yeah, he's got that poem about the dreadnought with the bicuspid canifran.
You're right, gentlemen. It's strictly a case of Lachesis and Pippi.
A 10th century, razbania și atepene fucii atirimenei a carangii.
Come in.
That's right, you guessed it. It's time for another Daddy G sing-along. Whee! That's right, you know the drill. You know the words. Follow the bouncing ball. Everybody sing.
Oh, Champs-Élysées. À l'inconnu, j'avais envie de dire bonjour à n'importe qui. N'importe qui, ce fut toi, je t'ai dit n'importe quoi. Il suffisait de te parler pour t'apprivoiser.
Champs-Élysées, a brand new one from Big Head Todd and the Blaster and the Monsters, not the Blasters. Big Head Todd and the Monsters were a huge Colorado band back in the 90s. They had several hits and made quite a name for themselves. This one's brand new, and it's also thanks to Beth Ann, who I thought would be here tonight, but this is in her. A nod to her. I know the blast. The Monsters. Yeah. Big Head Todd and the Monsters. Here we go. The Looking Glass cover of Brandy. Done even better than the original. Yeah, listen.
Ships a day, lonely sailor, pass the time away, talk about their homes. There's a girl in this harbor town, she works, laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. man that branded love. He came on a summer day bringing gifts. Far away made it clear that it could not stay. No harbor was his home. Sailors say, "Branded, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my lover, my lady is the sea." Then Branded used to watch his eyes and it told his sailor story. She could feel the ocean fall right, show its radiant glory. But he had always told the truth, Lord, he wasn't an honest man. Branded the perfect one of the same. Night, when the bars close down, Branded walks through a silent town. Of the man who's not around, she still can't hear him say. She hears him say, "Branded, you're a fine girl. What a goodbye you would be. But my life, my love, my lady is the sea." He said, "Branded, you're a fine girl. What a goodbye you would be. But my love, my lover, my lady is the sea. 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 Is the
Yeah. Take a swing, kid.
it up. Why I see that stomping. And the jam is pumping. Let you hear the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. Because that's where the party's at. You'll find out if you knew that.
Won't you have some tea with me? With Brenda Joe and company.
Will you have
company.
Some tea with me?
Ladies, come on over here and let's have a lovely beer.
Even though I wasn't coming apart. And I'm glad I've got the microphone issue straightened out, or hopefully you can hear me a little better. And I want to thank my lovely girl with the crimson hair, Brenda Jo, my dear, sweet, loving wife, my in here in the grotto with me always, and our pal, Ford Prefect, for being in the house. And for those of you listening in on the archives and or other widgets, this is the last call for Eat Cocktails, but don't worry about cleaning up. Starzan's got that part handled. Have a happy and safe remainder of the weekend. And just remember, I love some y'all. So long, everybody. We'll see you somewhere around the Bong Talk Radio.
Thank you. That's all, folks.